like to call the meeting of the Sussex County Council May 11th, 2010 to order. First item is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker?
Yes, I do have several changes to suggest. First, under myself, proclamation Emergency Medical Services Week. We'd like to defer on that till next week. And then under executive session, we do not have a need for executive session this week.
Unbelievable. Believe it or not, George, it's happened.
Short meeting. Council have anything? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Second, with the changes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Approval of the minutes in your packets for the May 4th minutes. Are there any changes or additions? If not, I'll consider the minutes approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Does council have any correspondence they'd like to share? If not, we'll turn to the county administrator, Mr. Baker.
Thank you. The first item is a tribute again for Employee of the Quarter. And today we have with us Mr. Kyle Bell. Kyle, if you'd like to come up to the podium. Kyle has been is our employee of the second quarter for 2010. He is a dedicated employee. He's been with the county since April 1st, 2006, as a maintenance worker, too, in the Buildings and Grounds Department. He is a very devoted employee, takes great pride in his job. He demonstrates this by coming to work early and by his willingness to help anyone, whether it is a fellow employee or a customer of the county. Anyone that has come in contact with Kyle knows that he's honest, loyal, and a faithful employee. And he's a big guy with gentle manner and a kind spirit and a big sports fan. He's probably got his Flyer shirt underneath there, I think.
Are we talking about you, Kyle?
I've had the privilege of working with Kyle, his mother, Sherita, and his grandmother, in fact. And they've all been outstanding employees.
Good. That's wonderful.
What do you think of working for the county, Kyle?
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Sounds like you've been doing a really good job. We appreciate it.
You've given me the honor, Kyle, of handing you this tribute. If you don't get all three, you'll get carried away. But I know you're a good employee, but you only get one. But anyway, here it is. I want to get a picture of this with Kyle holding the tribute. It's basically hereby known to all that Sussex County Council commends Kyle Bell, County Employee of the Month. Or quarter, I'm sorry.
That's 3 months, isn't it?
A couple quarters, it'll be worth 50 cents. Kyle, on behalf of the Sussex County Council, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, Kyle, come on back. We wanted to make sure you're not late. Give me that clock.
Okay.
Here, strap that on it. Bungee cord will hold it on your wrist. Okay. And, there you go. Thank you again.
Kyle, your box goes with you.
Here's a box. You get a box to it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, put this in there.
But the council, because of budgetary restraints, there's no back.
No, they're under administrative support.
Thank you. Susie Webb.
Okay. I'll get that.
Susie Webb, no batteries.
George, stay right there. I think
you're
right
there. Yeah.
Okay, we got another.
Yeah, the next item is the administrator's report, and the last item there is the Wastewater Operator of the Year Awards. And we're proud to announce that Mr. Robert Moore, an employee of the County Engineering Department, has been nominated and awarded Wastewater Operator of the Year for the state of Delaware.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Wonderful. Moore would like to come up. And also, Ann Hobbs Noon was also nominated. There were only three that were considered. And Ann was one of the three, and Robert got the award. These awards are presented annually to those who have demonstrated outstanding technical excellence and exemplary work ethic, thus contributing to the high-level water quality in Delaware. There are approximately 463 wastewater operators licensed in Delaware. Mr. Moore has worked in conjunction with Denrex Biosolids Program and generated a new reporting program for biosolids, which will be used statewide. Per Ms. Heather Sheridan, the managers of the facilities throughout the state who are responsible for submitting the biosolids data management system report will benefit from Bob's initiative and creativity. Ann also works at South Coastal and was one of the three nominees to be considered. She has worked for the county council since 1999. She is a wastewater operator and oversees the laboratory at Scruff. Mm-hmm. And we wish to congratulate both. And Lauren George is here also, their supervisor.
Ladies first, even though you're the main man, but hereby to acknowledge that the Sussex County Council commends Ann Hobbs Noon.
Thank you very much.
Sussex County Engineering Department, nominee for the State of Delaware Wastewater Operator of the Year. And we don't have watches or clocks. We usually give shovels. Too big to carry in here. Turn around, we want to get your picture. Got a box for her? Anybody got a box? This one? Okay, here, I'll hold that open.
When you work in the waste material, you got to have a shovel.
And a real good pair of boots.
Yeah. I suppose. Never thought of boots. That's like
the worst there. Don't, exactly. Don't cut that budget, Susie.
We didn't cut the boots.
Don't cut the boots.
No, you want bigger boots?
Yeah, that's why he's Wastewater Operator of the Year, I guess, that kind of quick thinking.
Boots. Yeah, I just want to roll this morning.
All right, here's a tribute. Be it hereby known to all that Sussex County Council commends Robert Moore, Sussex County Engineering Department, State Wastewater Operator of the Year.
Delaware.
Quite an award, quite an achievement. Let's get a picture of this and I'll shake your hand afterwards.
Wow, that's great. Wonderful. What a talent.
One more shot.
Doesn't get anything for that? Doesn't get a watch or anything?
Tight budget. Susie Webb says nothing.
Take the rest of the afternoon off, right, guys?
There you go.
Hey.
Better watch.
Better watch. Lauren, listen, you take the day off. Lauren will pick up your position for the rest of the afternoon.
You only get one.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Don't let them stay too long. They might find out they can get a little nutty.
Definitely your call. The next item is 911 Awareness Day. On Thursday, May 13th, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., the County Emergency Operations Center will again be the focus for 911 Awareness Day. This is a day for safety education provided by various agencies, including the Volunteer Fire Service, State Police, Town Police, Paramedics, Delaware State Fire School, DEMA, DENREC, and the County Emergency Operations Center, as well as others. In the past, we have had approximately 600 students attend this function, mostly at the sixth grade level. We wish to thank in advance Georgetown McDonald's, Edie's Ice Cream, and Domino's for their assistance in providing food for the event. There's no cost and is being held at the EOC parking lot on Rudder Road in Georgetown. Delaware Small Business Administration workshop will be held on May 18th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Millsboro Civic Center. Information will be provided regarding loan and financing opportunities for small business with counseling and training programs available, and attached is information. Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. Attached is an agenda and press release for this committee. They will be meeting May 17th at the West Complex at 10 a.m. Ms. Mary Johnson, health educator with Division of Public Health, will discuss healthy hearts for seniors. Thank you.
That it?
Yes.
Anything else from Mr. Baker from the council? If not, we'll turn to Ms. Gina Jennings.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A check in the amount of $44,299 has been received from the United States Department of the Interior Fish and Wildlife Service. As a federal payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge, this check represents payments under the Refuge Revenue Sharing Act covered fiscal year 2009. The amount is calculated by the United States Fish and Wildlife Service by prorating the total funds available for payment. This check is funded through revenues generated from the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge and in the amount of supplemental congressional appropriation. Sussex County may use these funds for any governmental purpose. The recommendation is to allocate these funds in the same percentage as the other county collections, tax collections. The calculated allocation can be found in your council's packet. And I have a motion with the amounts, if you'd like that.
Yes, please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the recommended distribution of the Refuge Revenue Sharing Act as follows. Milford School District, $8,616.67. Cape and Logan School District, $26,776.02. Sussex Technical High School, $3,344.56. Libraries, $583.67. And Sussex County, $4,978.08.
Could I get a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
And a second? Any questions for Ms. Jennings from council?
I was just wondering how many attendees there are to Milford or Cape Logan School District from the Prime Hope National Wildlife Refuge.
No.
Oh.
Same amount from my chicken house.
But you know what, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Vincent, always, and since you're the resident fireman, he used to always complain that the fire companies weren't getting any money because they'd go out and put out some brush fires. So do you want to throw in 2 cents in there for the... say there should be some money for the fire companies or something?
No, we'll take Ms. Jennings' recommendation.
This is your opportunity. A tradition finally died.
Why didn't one school get more than the other?
Appreciate it.
I guess there's more of the district in there than the other.
26,000. Why would one? How come Sussex? Cape got so much money.
It's a bigger
portion.
Bigger
area.
Right. It's based off the assessed value and what percentages in Cape and Logan versus Milford.
Based on what?
The assessed value of that property.
Land. More lands in Cape
versus
the area.
And the federal government's not paying property taxes.
More of the ducks go to Cape.
Any other questions for Mr. Jennings? Okay, we'll take the vote.
Trying to stretch the meeting out.
Accepting money.
You understand. Did you see the agenda?
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Colton.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
So motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Stick around. We may have to call you back for additional questions.
She's leaving in a hurry.
Hey, son. Mr. Izzo.
She'll never get employee of the quarter.
Good morning. I have just one item on my agenda this morning. It's in regard to a proposed bid award for the aircraft tie-down apron expansion. This is a project that will add 18 additional paved tie downs for aircraft at the Sussex County Airport. It's trying to help relieve a traffic situation so that when transient aircraft come into the airport, that we have sufficient space that they can park their aircraft. And then by tying them down, it makes it safer so that the wind does not blow the aircraft over. Okay.
And this qualifies for federal cost share?
No, this is not. This is not a project that qualifies for federal funding. So this is being funded 100% through the county general fund. And I can't tell you exactly. I'm substituting for Mr. Hicken today. I'm still at a loss to what are the criteria that determines which projects qualify for federal funding and which do not. I will tell you, when we expanded the apron maybe about 5 years ago, that in particular did qualify for federal funding, and it's not clear to me why this particular project does not. I'm sure if Mr. Hicken was here, he could speak to it better than I can.
It is a lot of money for Mr. Hicken to be absent. Mr. Baker, is there anything you could add as far as the justification of $444,000 of Sussex County tax dollars for this project?
There have been some concerns expressed by our FBO and the airport committee regarding this. On weekends, especially in the summer, they are currently out of space to tie down aircraft. So this was one of the items that they particularly were interested in to help the general aviation community out there. There's no question about it, it is very expensive. And there are some reasons that I spoke with Mr. Hicken. This project would involve reconfiguring taxiway lights, and it is a thicker pavement than what you normally find on a roadway. Due to airplane weight considerations. We have three or four, some of these larger planes in particular have a lot of weight on a small tire.
One of the other things I looked at too, David, we are making use of some of the crushed concrete from runway 1028, when that runway was demolished. And I think they anticipated having all that material available to build the base. But once we can finish constructing 1028 last year, doesn't appear to be enough material to function. So you have to bring in some off-site material for base rather than only make use of the crushed concrete. Now, that was one of the things that I picked up with going back and looking at the plans.
It would bring in probably a minimal amount of additional revenue to the county, but not a consequential amount.
Mr. Cole?
I was just going to say, I looked here, it said, I don't know if you know the answer to this either, it's like $500 per month, does that mean per tie down, or does that mean
that's
the whole area?
I think that's, we have Garrett here, too. Yeah. I'm sure he could speak to the some of the necessity or why he thinks the airport would function better having these tied down.
But it's obvious it would make the airport more attractive to the flying marketplace or whatever you want to call it.
The flying public.
Flying public, right.
$24,700.
I think what I'm hearing here from some of the concern is $500,000+, and we're going to look at $500 per month. It would take a long time to see any kind of return on our investment.
Right.
And then you just said that other things, that maybe some gas or whatever, it would be not a big deal. Could go back and ask Jim to put together more of a business plan type of thing. You know, here's what the rent is. We're looking at how many years. Is it $500 a year forever?
We currently receive, as part of our lease with the RFBO, $500 a month for reimbursement for tie downs. The FBO is out there tying down the airplanes and takes care of the labor and whatnot and managing that. And then in turn, we receive, as part of the rent, $500 per month. Hickens spoke with Mr. Dernoga this week and indicated that there would be some additional amount. It would probably be less than $500 is what he indicated to me. So it's not, there would be some return, but it's very minimal, the return.
Okay, but the current tie-down area was already existed for many, many years, right? The current tie-down
area? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're charging $500 for that area?
Yes. This is to expand it.
So we're using that figure to justify, in today's cost, putting in how big an area is this?
I'm not trying to use that figure. I just wanted to explain that that's what we receive right now. We would renegotiate Mr. Dernoga's lease, and we could expect a small amount, but not a consequential amount of additional rent
Mr. Hickens told me. Model.
Well, I just want, I mean, not maybe a business model, but just showing us the cost. What we're looking at, what the contracts will look like, or something like that. In other words, give us, I think, a little more than this, Brian. And Jim would.
Could I also, since it sounds like we're going to put it off a week, could I also ask for the design? I just feel like maybe we need to start looking at designs a little closer to make sure they're not over-designed. I mean, some of these country runways don't have much more than an eye bolt in the ground. Of course, we want more than that, but I think a design for the council's review would be wise.
So you're concerned that $80,000 is a lot for design on?
No, I'm not so concerned about the construction of the
design contract.
Rather the design itself, to make sure that we're not getting a Rolls Royce when a Chevy would do.
Well, I will tell you, we experimented with a lesser pavement section when we did the apron expansion, and we did have problems with the aircraft rutting up the pavement. So it's something that we're very sensitive about when we were doing this design.
So most of this 444 is in pavement, or
it's in 4 inches of pavement. We're bringing in 4 inches of crushed stone, crusher run, and then we have 9 inches of the crushed concrete that we've been able to use that's left over from the tax or the runway demolition.
How large an area is that?
It's probably 500 feet long by maybe 50 feet wide.
Okay. So what size of planes are we talking about here?
I'll have to defer to Garrett.
Garrett, come on down. I might, while you're here, good.
Air Force One.
No, no, come on, that's all right. No, it's, we're trying to get it so you're free to sell this to us. And it seems like, you know, because of the cost and things. Also reflect if Sam had a question. What was your, Sam, did you finish?
I just wondered what size plane for him.
Okay. And then I got a question you can follow up on. Justify, like say, how's the economy affecting your business out there? Is it slowed up? I mean, again, to spend make this kind of expenditure in a down economy that could last another 5 or 6 years, maybe it's something we need to be concerned about. But just give me an idea of what's going on out there.
Well, just listening to the comments so far, you're asking good questions, and you know it's a legitimate question about the cost of it. A couple things have happened in the past. We've lost some ramp space. Deltek took some of our ramp space.
That's true.
And there's a taxiway that was constructed a few years ago that takes up is going to take away 10 tie downs or so.
When we built the lots for the five corporate hangars, one of the things you have to do is you now have to create access to those five corporate hangars. So the access to those five corporate hangars is going through these 10 tie downs.
So like the roadway now is going through.
Yeah, you have to be able to drive these larger aircraft down to the corporate hangars.
So there's 10 tie downs. These are for, to answer Mr. Wilson's question, these are for small single engine type aircraft. So we've lost those 10 tie down, or will lose those 10 tie down spots, and there's four outside of Deltek's ramp area. So there's about 14 spots that have been lost. And what we've compensated with is by parking aircraft back along that corporate road, but they're not tied down. There's no way to tie them down. And so we kind of have, on the busy weekends, we just are putting aircraft wherever we can stick mm-hmm. them. It's not the best solution, but it works. And as long as we don't get any big storms and, you know, everything's okay. So, but, you know, there is a concern that one day something's going to come through and take some aircraft and move them around.
I think on our concern is maybe just the cost and the payback or justifying to the taxpayers who are subsidizing this too that it makes sense. So if you could sit with Jim maybe in a week and something come back with
sure.
something more detailed, a little more information and why we need it and explain this $500 a month, is that, like I said, is that
yeah, I can.
No, with no, you know, escalators or anything like that, it could take a long time to see it.
Yeah, I think the payback is more in the safety of the aviation community and the public, the general public that uses the aircraft, the airport. Okay. I think there's a safety factor, too. When you have aircraft that are not tied down and just
right.
parked without being secured, there's a risk there. And on the weekends, on a Saturday or Sunday, a nice we have planes everywhere. You know, there's a
They're just coming in to stay a little bit and then leaving?
Some of them come in to use the restaurant. A lot of them come in to use the restaurant. And then a lot of them come in on Friday afternoon and want to stay for the weekend. You know, it's a great. We have people coming from out of state, which is good. They're spending their money here in southern Delaware and in the communities, and we all agree that's a good thing. So we don't want to not encourage people to come in for lack of tie-down space. But I totally understand your point.
Okay, if it's okay with the rest of them, I would just suggest that he and Jim sit down and come back with more information to right. help sell us on this.
In other words, George, what you're saying, no doubt we probably use it. We need the tie downs, but the point is, do we need to spend $24,700 for one tie down? That's to me is. Kind of I believe I can almost contract this job for.
Well, you have to understand, it's not road work. It's not building a parking lot. You're out there building, constructing in the area. You have to keep the airport running. You have to work around the aircraft traffic. There are requirements and standards that have to be implemented, safety standards, for working around aircraft that are different than
just adds
for example,
cost, adds
you know,
cost
building,
to a project.
We're going to be building the parking lot over here, you know, behind Bodie's. Well, it's a heck of a lot different, you know, you're back there in a confined space than you are out there working on the busy airport. Because of the safety concerns and the procedures you have to go through, the contractor bids on the airport itself are always going to be higher than what you see in another environment.
I think we need to be concerned about safety. I don't think any of us don't think so. I think it just maybe some just a little bit of better presentation with better numbers and explaining it better would be.
Well, these tie downs are not going to be on the main runway. If they are, I don't know how they're going to be able to come and land anyway.
Well, no, they're not on the runway, but they're adjacent to the taxiway.
Yeah, but that's off the taxiway.
It's an aircraft.
It's not off the taxiway. We actually have to barricade the space off to keep aircraft off it, and then the construction traffic basically have to coordinate around aircraft that continue to use the airport, because it's right out in front of the terminal.
Bring us, bring, probably bring a diagram showing.
We'll bring it in a map.
That also would be helpful, I think.
The design and bid tabs for me, if you could, please, or for the council.
Do we have somebody on this council that understands this design, what this thing has to be? I mean, or an expert in this?
Sam. Well, we don't hardly have enough to.
Did you have to bring that up?
I'm not sure what we're going to see when we get the design, if we're going to understand it.
It's hard to believe, obviously, the last meeting with tie downs was talked about, but actually, this is the most I've saw about it, really. I mean, other than discussing it.
Well, we're going to try to see some more, and all of us will look at it.
We'll come back in 2 weeks, because Mr. Baker has his budget here next week.
Okay, a couple weeks. If it's not critical,
yeah. They can get a cheaper bidder.
Sam, keep us up.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Keep us on top of things. This is a record meeting, I believe. Mr. Moore, have you any proposed zoning ordinances?
Yes, Mr. President, we have one. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a deli and small convenience store to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.41 acre more or less. And this is conditional use 1865 on behalf of Randy L. Hill.
I'll introduce it.
And that's the only one I have.
All right. Any additional business brought before council from the council? Be a good week to get it off your chest. All right. If not, I will entertain a motion to recess until 1:30.
You got it.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.